again, and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews and conversations with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Jean Marie. And today we are talking about sunscreen, sun exposure, and why protecting your skin is about much more than avoiding a bad sunburn.
A lot of people think sunscreen is only for the beach or for summer vacation, but ultraviolet exposure happens in everyday life too. You can get damage while driving, walking the dog, sitting near a window, or spending time outdoors on an overcast day.
On the slopes during, you know, ski season, no? Or shoveling
what?
Snow.
On the what? On the snow?
On the slope.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. All right. I forgot about that.
Okay. That matters because skin cancer is rather common here in America. The American Academy of Dermatology approximates that 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. And that's rather shocking.
Yeah.
So sun protection is not just for cosmetic reasons and wrinkle prevention. It's a real preventative strategy.
Well, there's also a newer development worth mentioning. I don't know why I said that, but
okay. The
FDA recently approved a new sunscreen ingredient. It's called Bemotrizinol.
Okay.
Bemotrizinol.
Okay.
Which is a sign that sunscreen technology continues to evolve.
And this is notable because it offers broad spectrum protection, meaning that it helps block both UVA and UVB rays. And it's important because those two types of ultraviolet light can affect the skin in different ways. And I think it should be noted that this is an ingredient that has been widely available in Europe and Asia for some time, and it's well studied for its effectiveness and everything.
Okay. Well, UVA rays are often tied to deeper skin damage, aging, and long-term effects.
Right.
While UVB rays are more associated with sunburn. You need protection from both, not just one.
And that's why the term broad spectrum on a label matters so much. It tells you the product is designated or designed to protect against both major kinds of UV radiation instead of covering only part of the picture.
I thought it meant it covers your whole body.
Nope.
You know, like head to toe.
I see.
All right. And then there's SPF. I've heard of that a lot.
Okay.
When people see that all the time, but they don't always understand. SPF stands for the Sun Protection Factor. And it tells you how much protection the product gives, mainly against the UVB rays.
And it's not as simple as bigger number means better, or bigger number means everything is dramatically better. The higher the SPF, it does mean that, you know, more protection, but no sunscreen is going to block 100% of UV rays. So like, something with an SPF of 30 is often enough for many people if they apply it correctly and reapply it when needed.
That apply it correctly part is doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
A sunscreen can have a great SPF on the bottle, but if people use too little, if they miss areas or they don't reapply it, they're not getting the protection that they think they are.
And people do tend to miss a lot of areas. For example, the ears, the back of the neck, the tops of the feet, and the part on the scalp.
Skin. Oh, were your hair parts?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the skin around your eyes are all easy to forget.
Yeah. Those missed areas are a big reason that people still get sun damage, even when they think they're covered up well.
Yeah. And the eyes deserve special attention here. UV exposure can contribute to vision problems over time. So sunglasses with UV protection are part of good sun safety, not just an optional extra.
Well, that's a good point. Sunscreen protects the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Sunglasses protects the eyes
mm-hmm.
and the delicate skin around them.
Yes. And don't forget, once again, the scalp, especially people with, you know, thinning hair and babies. If you have a visible part or some areas that are sparse, you probably need extra protection. A hat helps, but there are also scalp-friendly sunscreen products, and you may find those useful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Another label that people talk about or ask about is water-resistant. That doesn't mean waterproof.
Right. Water-resistant means that the sunscreen is designed to keep working for a set amount of time while you're sweating or near in water. And that may be, you know, 40 to 80 minutes, depending on the product. But after that, you need to reapply.
So if somebody goes swimming
mm-hmm.
and they towel off
mm-hmm.
or they spend the day sweating outdoors,
mm-hmm.
they shouldn't assume that the product is still doing the job because it says water resistant.
Right. And, you know, if you're thinking about in temperate, you know, hot climates, you know, you take a water break and reapply sunscreen.
Oh.
And you have to apply an adequate amount.
Okay.
And water can actually intensify exposure even before you get in it. So if you're out there fishing or just enjoying time boating, sunlight reflects off of the water. So being near a lake, a pool, or an ocean can increase UV exposure.
Well, that surprises people sometimes.
Right.
They think that the water is cooling them off
mm-hmm.
so they're safe from the sun. But reflection can make the exposure actually stronger.
Right. Or even if that they're sitting under shade,
mm-hmm.
a shaded area, but the sun is reflecting off of the water or the sand, and they still get sunburned.
Okay.
And snow does the same thing in winter. A lot of people don't realize they can get a very strong dose of UV in cold weather because the snow is reflecting sunlight very efficiently.
So sunscreen is not just a summer product. It belongs in winter routines also, especially if you, like you said
mm-hmm.
much earlier, if you like skiing, example, hiking, or spending time in the bright outdoor conditions.
Exactly. Sun damage doesn't take a season or take the season off.
Another issue that people bring up is why some people think sunscreen is dangerous. That conversation got louder online, especially when people started worrying about the ingredients.
And some of the fear here comes from, a lot of the fear comes from misinformation. And some of it comes from legitimate questions over that just get oversimplified. For example, people have heard about benzene in spray products. And benzene contamination is a real concern. But that doesn't mean that all sunscreen is unsafe. And benzene, it's all spray products that, you know, people were using. So deodorant, sunscreen. I'm trying to think of other spray besides deodorant.
How about insect, bug spray?
Insect repellent. Yeah, any you know, things that needed like a repellent
yeah.
type thing, an aerosol, where, you know, that's a concern.
Well, I guess the pump sprays are
right.
Okay.
Yep.
But the aerosol, the
that was
that
where
have
there
pressure.
Was a concern. Yeah.
Yeah. It means that shoppers need to pay attention to product quality and choose reputable brands. It may also make some people,
mm-hmm.
prefer lotions or sticks over
sure.
sprays, especially if they're worried about aerosol products.
And that leads us to talk about what sunscreen labels really mean. Terms like broad spectrum, we've mentioned, SPF, water resistant, but then there's also mineral, chemical, physical, tinted, and fragrance free. So they all tell you something different.
Well, the challenge is that the label can be technically accurate and still not be very helpful unless you know how to interpret it.
Right. For example, chemical versus mineral versus physical sunscreen is one of the biggest areas of confusion. Mineral sunscreens usually contain zinc oxide or titanium dioxide, and they sit on the skin and help deflect or scatter UV rays.
Those are those real white ones, right?
Yep. Yeah, they would leave
I can picture a lifeguard right
with,
now.
On the nose and
yep,
under the
yep.
eyes, yeah.
Chemical sunscreens work differently. They absorb the UV rays and convert that energy into heat.
Mm-hmm.
And physical is often used to mean mineral, though people don't always use the terms consistently.
And a lot of individuals with sensitive skin may prefer mineral formulas, while others like chemical formulas because they feel lighter and are easier to apply. The best sunscreen is often the one that you're going to actually wear.
Yes, that's true.
And reapply.
Absolutely. That matters for people with darker complexions, too.
Sure.
Sunscreen should protect all skin tones, but a lot of people with deeper skin tones avoid certain products because of the white cast that they leave behind.
Exactly, and that's why more, we'll say, cosmetically elegant formulas have become so important. Some newer mineral products, for example, or tinted sunscreens and formulas in areas like Australia or Korea are often praised because they are designed to feel more wearable and have less of a residue and white cast to them.
Okay.
And also, if you're visiting areas like Australia, they say, you know, get your sunscreen in Australia.
Okay. So they know
they
what
make
doing.
Australian sunburns are known to be rough.
Okay. Well, that can make a big difference on whether people use sunscreen every day or avoid it altogether.
Sure. If a product blends in well and doesn't feel greasy or chalky, people are much more likely to keep using it.
Well, there's also the question of whether the sunscreen itself is bad for you. Some people become suspicious because they saw headlines about sunscreen ingredients, the absorption of it, or contamination.
But the bigger message is, you know, from dermatology, reputable dermatological groups, and that is that you need sun protection. It's vital, and the benefits are clear and outweigh, you know, the risk. So ask your healthcare provider, get a consultation with your dermatologist. The concern should be about choosing good quality products and using them properly and not abandoning sun protection altogether.
And that's where newer FDA-approved ingredients can help too.
Sure.
Because more options mean better textures, better coverage, and more products that people are willing to use consistently.
As we've mentioned several times, the sunscreen is what's important.
Right.
And a sunscreen that you apply every day is better than a perfect sunscreen that just sits in your drawer till next year.
Yep. Another point that people forget is, I was just going to ask that, expiration dates.
Mm-hmm.
You said sit in the drawer till next year.
Yep.
Is it good next year? Sunscreen doesn't last forever.
No, it doesn't. Over time, and especially with heat exposure, sunscreen can lose its effectiveness. And if a product is expired, has changed in texture or smell, or has been sitting in a hot car or a sun-drenched bag, it's time to replace it.
So storing the sunscreen out of the heat matters just as much as choosing the right one.
Yeah, sure. In a cool, dry place helps prevent or preserve the product for a longer period of time. But using it is what's important, and using it frequently.
Right. Well, dermatologists can also help if someone already has sun damage, right?
Yeah, that's good news. They can evaluate suspicious spots, check for the presence of changes in your skin, and treat visible sun damage in some cases. They can also recommend ways to improve uneven tone, texture, and damage caused by years of sun exposure.
So sunscreen is prevention, but dermatology can be part of the treatment too.
Yeah, and part of the prevention because they can evaluate changes over time.
Okay.
Although it's can be very uncomfortable because they look everywhere and between your toes, everywhere. but it's vital.
It's important.
Yeah, because the earlier skin cancer is identified, the better for treatment and prognosis.
Okay. Well, we should also mention pets, I think, because people ask about protecting dogs because, you know, you take your dog out for a walk, right?
Sure. And dogs can get sun exposure. Well, they do get sun exposure also, and especially thin-haired or lightly pigmented areas. But people should not automatically use human sunscreen on pets. The safest approach is to ask your veterinarian because some ingredients found in human sunscreens can be harmful if licked or absorbed in ways that aren't safe for the animals. you know, we don't lick our skin on a daily basis, hopefully.
Right. Right.
So it's, yeah, most sunscreens you're not going to want to ingest, but you can, they do have summer weight covering for animals. And then also most animals shouldn't be out in, you know, in heat.
Right. So just like people, the right product matters.
Right. And it, for animals, it's typically about physical barriers. Just like people can buy sun protective clothing, and there's sun protective clothing.
Or umbrellas.
Yes. Things. There are many different options.
Hats.
Walking in shaded areas,
sure.
Trails that are shaded. There's also treatments for clothing that you that can be
applied to the clothing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if we put all that together, mm-hmm. the big takeaway is that sunscreen is more than one bottle and one number.
Right.
It's about choosing a product that offers, like we said, broad spectrum protection, understanding the label, covering areas that are normally missed, reapplying when needed, and thinking about the real-world situations that might increase exposure, like the reflection off the water.
Right. And it's about finding a sunscreen that works for your skin type, your routine, and your comfort level, whether it's mineral, chemical, tinted, spray, lotion, or a newer formula, whether it's made here in the United States, in Australia, Korea, or another country. It's about finding the sunscreen that works for you, applying it thoroughly,
often,
liberally, and frequently.
The goal is simple. Make mm-hmm. protection realistic enough that people will actually do it.
Yes, exactly.
Well, this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast.
Till next week.